This recording, Oklahoma 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up in Oklahoma during the first 25 years of my life. In growing up, Oklahoma seems to have a laid-back and yet hearty flavor to the voices. And I noticed whenever I lived on the East Coast for a while in the mid to late 80s, kind of how differently East Coasters speak. Their manner of speaking, at least to me as I lived there, was maybe a little louder and more rushed at times. Whereas I think Oklahomans or Midwesterners perhaps might have a more perhaps gentle quality to their voices. I'm probably more used in my cultural background with customs and family relations, at least with my own lineage, that we might talk, I would probably say, culturally a little slower and more about open-minded questions, and like, you know, how are you doing, and what's been going on, and so forth. And as I got more into perhaps my college work and spending time on the East Coast, things are more, I would probably say, dialoguing is a little more purposeful, and it doesn't sound quite the same way, I guess, when maybe you're at home or maybe even just like, you know, with really close members of your community. It sounds a little different. I've spent time mostly in Oklahoma. There's been some years in Virginia Beach. I've worked out of state with folks in New Mexico around the Santa Fe area, and also in the Ridgecrest, North Carolina area also there. I don't know if that's the Appalachian Mountains or not, or if it's in that that mountain range there in the U.S., there in the southeastern United States. And I've also vacationed some in, like, Canada in the Northwest and Seattle and so forth, and then a little tiny area of maybe the West Coast, like visiting San Francisco and whatnot. But probably most of my cultural and speaking background maybe has more to do with, I would say, Oklahoma and the southwestern United States and the accents that you pick up naturally as you, you know, are born and raised, you know, here in this part of the U.S.